Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Namaskar. Today, we talk about the Kaveri dispute. Let us find out what this Kaveri dispute is all about. Kaveri is one of the most important water resources in south of India. Kaveri originates from Karnataka, flows down to Tamil Nadu and Pondicherry. Tamil Nadu and Karnataka was always under dispute on Kaveri waters. Tamil Nadu said, look, our agriculture, our economy depends on Kaveri water. So did Karnataka. So Karnataka and Tamil Nadu wanted more of Kaveri water. Now, this dispute was not something that happened 10 years back or 15 years back or 30 years back. In fact, it is said to have started off somewhere in 1850s. In 1892, there was a Kaveri Basin Water Agreement that was signed, which was reinforced in 1924. Under this agreement, between Karnataka and Tamil Nadu, the arrangement was that Tamil Nadu and Pondicherry would get 75% of Kaveri water. Karnataka would get 23% of Kaveri water and the balance 2% would go to Kerala. This was the agreement that was sealed. As years progressed, Karnataka started backing off from this agreement. In fact, between 1960 and 1980, Karnataka built over 4 dams in Kaveri. One being Himavati, second being Harangini, third being Kambini, and fourth being the Suvarthanavati. 4 dams were built during 1960s and 1980s. Karnataka said, listen, you know what? This agreement was signed in 1924. It is 50 years, it was a 50 years agreement, and in 1974, yeah, everything is over. We don't need to adhere to it. It's a different issue. It is a different issue that they started building dams in 1960s. But they said, look, you know, this agreement is only valid till 1974. After 1974, we are not obliged to this agreement. Tamil Nadu went to Supreme Court. Now, the Supreme Court in 1986, asked the central government, asked the then central government to put up a Kaveri tribunal. A tribunal that will help to resolve this dispute between Karnataka and Tamil Nadu. This was in 1986. Nothing happened with this tribunal. They couldn't resolve anything. The matter continued. The saga, the Kaveri dispute saga continued. On 2nd June 1990, another tribunal called the Kaveri Water Disputes Tribunal, CWDT, headed by Justice Chittoshi Mukherjee, was set up. On 2nd June, a new tribunal was set up, CWDT. Now, this tribunal deliberated on this issue for almost 17 years. 17 years, these people deliberated on the issue, heard Karnataka, heard Tamil Nadu, heard everybody. 17 years. After 17 years, on 5th of February, they came with a new agreement. This committee came up with a, this tribunal came up with a new agreement. Okay, and the agreement said that Tamil Nadu would get 57% of water, Karnataka would get 37% of water. So they increased the water to Karnataka. Kerala would get 5% of the water and Pondicherry would get 1% of Kaveri water. So this was now in 2007. Mind you, just to get to your notice that the dispute, the first agreement was in 1892. So from 1892, finally in 2007, there was another agreement formulated. Result, nothing. In 2013, the center conveyed a board. The center made a Kaveri Water Management Board, which was made to ensure that the 2007 judgment was enforced. Karnataka refused to even follow the board orders. On February 16, 2018, that is last month, the Supreme Court said that they will announce a verdict. It was supposed to be announced today, that is 9th of April 2018. Even today, the verdict has been pushed to May 3rd, 2018. So the Supreme Court has been pushing verdict. Verdicts after verdicts came in. Verdicts after verdicts were pronounced. Karnataka refused to follow these verdicts. Karnataka refused to follow orders. Tamil Nadu continuously is going to courts, continuously going to center, continuously trying to figure out what the best they can do. But there seems to be no resolution in the matter. Now let us talk about the basic fundamental fact about Kaveri dispute. Kaveri was seen as a political issue and not as an issue that concerned the people, especially the farmers of Tamil Nadu. Because if this matter is not resolved, coming June, the farmers of Tamil Nadu are going to suffer. But not a single political party, right from the independence, not a single political party has seen this as an effort, as a problem that needs to be resolved because of the farmers or because of the people of Tamil Nadu and Karnataka. They saw it as an opportunity to build political mileage. Centers didn't want to interfere beyond a point because if you favor Tamil Nadu, Karnataka will go out of your hand. And if you favor Karnataka, Tamil Nadu will go out of your hand. So center played it safe. The local politicians had paid no heed. Everybody gave lip service, everybody used it as an election ploy, but nobody really went out to solve this issue. The problem of Karnataka and of Tamil Nadu and of Kaveri issue is that it was never seen as a people's issue, it was seen as a political issue. And therefore, as usual, the people suffered. Namaskar.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.